The coalition that took over the Washington State Senate a couple of weeks ago and passed a budget is back. This time, the 22 Republicans and 3 breakaway Democrats have a new plan to rebalance the books, one that would restore more than $70 million in cuts to K-12 and higher education. Senator Jim Castema is one of the 3 Democrats allied with Republicans.
This budget has made many of the changes suggested by my Democratic colleagues. It's a budget that can receive broad-based support, I believe, and it's a budget that can bring this special session to a close.
Initial reaction from majority Democrats was positive.
There's movement here. This is good.
That was House Budget Chair Ross Hunter, and this is Senate Budget Chair Ed Murray.
I think it makes it easier to get into negotiations now that they finally put a proposal down.
But there are still major points of disagreement. Democrats want to delay a payment to schools. Republicans propose instead to skip a pension payment. The Senate Republican budget would also end the Disability Lifeline program and allow a few charter schools. Both of those proposals have been non-starters with many Democrats. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.